Chapter 4, Monday, May 27th through Wednesday, May 29th, 1776. What a fine affair it would be if we could flit across the Atlantic, as they say, the angels do, from planet to planet. Letter from John Adams to his wife, Abigail. It took 2 nights and 2 days for the Hartshorn to sail from Newport to the city of New York. Ruth and me were housed below the packet boat's deck with 6 sheep, a pen of hogs, 3 families from Scotland, and 50 casks of dried cod. At the far end of the hold were crates of goods stamped Lockton and Foot, and casks of rum with the same marking. I spent most of the voyage bent double over a puke bucket, bringing up every scrap of food and swallow of brackish water I choked down. Ruth stood on a box looking out of a porthole, counting seagulls and waves in a whisper that could barely be heard over the creaking of the hull. The seas calmed late on the second night, and I was able to walk a bit. Ruth was sound asleep in our hammock, thumb in her mouth. The hatchway to the deck was open and tempting. I climbed up the ladder slowly. The few sailors on watch saw me, but didn't say a word. The fat moon lit the water like a lantern over a looking glass. A clean, cold breeze blew from the north, pushing the ship so fast across the sea, we seemed to fly. I sat on a crate facing the back end of the ship and hugged my knees to my chest. A mist of salty spray hung in the air. The coastline of Rhode Island had long disappeared into darkness. I could not see where we came from or where we were going. Maybe the ship would spring a leak and sink. Maybe we would be blown off course and land in a country without New York or people who bought and sold children. Maybe the wind would blow us in circles until the end of our days. I wiped the mist from my face. Mama said that ghosts couldn't move over water. That's why kidnapped Africans got trapped in the Americas. When Papa was stolen from Guinea, he said the ancestors howled and raged and sent a thunderstorm to turn the ship back round. But it was too late. The ghost couldn't cross the water to help him, so he had to make his own way in a strange place, sometimes with an iron collar around his neck. All of Mama's people had been stolen, too, and taken to Jamaica, where she was born. Then she got sold to Rhode Island, and the ghost of her parents couldn't follow and protect her, neither. They kept moving us over the water, stealing us away from our ghosts and our ancestors, who cried salty rivers in the sand. That's where Mama was now, wailing at the water's edge, while her girls were pulled out of sight under white sails that cracked in the wind.